Welcome to the iPod, a new podcast series from Ophthalmology Times where we engage with key opinion leaders in interviews about the latest innovations in the areas of surgery, clinical diagnosis, drug therapy, research, technology, or practice management.
Hello, I'm David Hutton of Ophthalmology Times. The American Society of Cataract and Refractive Surgery is hosting a virtual annual meeting for 2020. Today, I'm joined by Dr. John Burdall, who presented ocular surface disease improvements in eyes implanted with trabecular meshwork bypass stents. Thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your presentation.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the study was really to look at the ocular surface after having a MIGS procedure done, in this case specifically an eye stent. And so between our site, we did pre-surgery tear breakup time and post-surgery tear breakup time, and compared those two and compared it after decreasing medications. And what we found is, not surprisingly, that as you decrease the amount of medications that are put on the eye, the ocular surface improves. Now, we don't know if it's the medication itself or if it's the preservatives in the medication, but we do know that if people are taking less medications, the ocular surface is better.
What does this mean for ophthalmologists and their patients?
Well, it's a confirmation of what I think that we knew intuitively, that patients that are on glaucoma medications have drier eyes. And so an added benefit beyond just the cost and the inconvenience of taking medications is that the ocular surface is better when medications or perhaps the preservatives in those medications aren't applied as frequently.
And what's the take-home message?
We need to think about not just our subspecialty if you're a dry eye cornea person or a glaucoma person, but the eye as a whole. Because glaucoma medications and their preservatives can affect the ocular surface, and treating that glaucoma can also improve the ocular surface when done with a MIGS procedure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the iPod from Ophthalmology Times. We hope you subscribe at iTunes and let us know what topics you'd like to hear more about. Stay connected by going to ophthalmologytimes.com, subscribing to our newsletter, and following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. We'll see you next time.